Hello and welcome to the Fighting for Connection podcast. I'm Brett Nicola, a husband, father, and fun lover. Listen in as I share stories, tips, and inspiration that will move you toward the connection that you want in your relationship. All right, so today I want to talk to you about one of the best Christmas gifts that I have received in my lifetime. And I received this gift about 13 years ago on Christmas Day. Now, I was sitting in what now is my dining room, but at the time it was my parents' house. And I remember exactly where I was sitting, the direction that I was facing, what I was kind of looking at when I received a buzz in my pocket. So the buzz in my pocket was a text message. It was a simple text message that said, "Hey, is this Brett Nicola?" And when I received that text message, I knew who it was from. Now, I didn't recognize the number. I didn't have any real inclination as to who it was necessarily. I wasn't expecting a text message, but when I saw that text message, something inside of me just said, this must be Kelsey. So prior to receiving that text message, Kelsey and I had been interacting somewhat in our friends groups, and I knew that there was some maybe interest there from her, and I definitely was interested in her. And when I received that text message, it just made sense that maybe it was her. So I replied that, yes, it is. And who is this? And the rest, as I say, is history. We spent the next 3 years or so getting to know each other and spending time together. And that Christmas Day evening, I spent texting and having one of the more free and open conversations between Kelsey and I up to that point. And I will remember that night for forever. It was so special. But I think it's even more special today than it was then because of everything that has come out of that simple text message. And it really was kind of the beginning of a relationship that has changed me and has developed me into the person that I am. And Kelsey has been such a gift in my life and has guided me and supported me and helped me through so many things that I've talked about here and so many things that I could never even begin to express. She also has been, you know, the mother of my now 6 kids, and she's been an amazing mother, and her bringing those little kids into my life and us being so privileged and blessed to have those kids has been an amazing piece of my life as well. And those kids just give so much to me, and having Kelsey there as their mother has been so amazing for me as well. So I think that my thoughts go here every year, and especially because I feel like Christmas Day was really where our relationship got so much momentum. And I'm so fortunate that Kelsey reached out to me and texted me on that day. But every year about this time, I remember that day and that text message. And I think it's also a time of year of reflection where the year is coming to a close. And the Christmas spirit in general is that of really reflecting on the gift that we have through Christmas as Christians, knowing that Christ was born and died for us, and how there's such a gift in that. But also we can look even within our own lives at the gifts that we have been given throughout the year. I have to say that every year my thoughts move kind of to where the gift that I've been given through my relationship with Kelsey. So I think so much of my time in my relationship with Kelsey has been spent not intentionally by any means wanting to think of what I'm getting out of it, but it's maybe the way that my mind works. And I know it's the way that many minds work, that we look at situations and relationships and we try to evaluate what we're getting out of them. And oftentimes I found myself maybe in a space of displeasure or wishing that my relationship could look a certain way or feel a certain way or be a certain way, or wishing that Kelsey could show up a certain way or be a certain way. And that would allow me to feel some feeling within the relationship. And it's this perspective of what am I getting and is it enough? And I would say that those thoughts are thoughts that we can understand maybe, and we can even see how they're normal thoughts for us to have. But I also think that there's something to intentionally moving away from them, because they create more pain in our relationship, and they also create dissatisfaction and discontentment. And those things are painful for us. And for me, I know that I want to do whatever I can do to make this relationship as enjoyable for myself and Kelsey and our kids as I possibly can, because I know that a piece of this is within my ability to control, that there are things, there's actions, there's behaviors that I do that have consequence. And if I can work on those things, I can set myself up for the best relationship that's available to me. So with Christmas in the air and the spirit of Christmas, this is now Monday right after the Christmas holiday, so the 26th, this is coming out. I think it's worth just pausing to consider what you're giving in your relationship rather than looking at what you're getting from this relationship. And why I think that is such a powerful thing to stop and pause around is really because I've seen how this idea has really shown up in my relationship and how awesome it feels to experience this. And it came over the last few years as I have reflected on how much I was taking from this relationship that I had with Kelsey. And I didn't always like that feeling. In fact, it's something that I really struggled with. And if we look at like conflict cycles, I talk so much about them. Part of my cycle was feeling like I was inadequate, feeling like I wasn't really showing up in the relationship. And the more I felt like that, the more I behaved like that, and the more I was insecure about that, the more conflict would show up in our relationship. And the more I looked for Kelsey to give reassurance so that I didn't have to feel that way. But I would say a couple of years ago, I really began to intentionally be like, I want to serve in this relationship. I want to give in this relationship even more than I want to get. And that has been just so awesome for me, because it's felt so good to be in a position where I can serve Kelsey and I can give to her. And I've watched how it's impacted our relationship and brought so much joy to me, but also I've seen how it's brought joy to Kelsey. And I think like seeing that is great and amazing, but more than that, it's just been so fulfilling for me to be in this position of giving love, because I love her, because I think she is amazing, because I want to support this relationship as best as I can. And when I just pull from whatever feels really good for me and serve with those feelings, with that heart where I'm compelled to serve from, it's just brought so many good feelings to me. And it's where I've really found the magic of giving, and really that spirit of giving, which we talk about so much around Christmas, but we don't always practice it. And I think that the message for today for me is like, this is something that we have to intentionally move towards, and we have to even renew our efforts in it. And as we move through this last week of 2022, I think is a time where we can slow down and we can renew even our intentions and our desires and our goals for our relationship. And I think that that's something that I pause, and as I reflect on the Christmas gift that I was given 13 years ago when Kelsey entered my life, I have this renewed desire to renew my intentions within the relationship, to move towards her, to do the work within me so I can be the best husband, the best father, the best support for her, so I can reassure her in our relationship rather than looking to get reassurance from her, to get her to show up, to prove to me that she loves me, because she's served me so well that I want to show up in that way as well. And I think it'd be even more amazing if I didn't even necessarily see that or feel that, and I still was able to do that. I obviously am in this position where I do really deeply feel like I've been served so much. But I think the same feeling is available to anyone in relationship, where wherever you are in your relationship, and if you feel like your spouse has shown up and served you, or even if they haven't, I think it still is amazing to give, to love someone because you want to love them, and to really change this dynamic from what are you getting to what are you giving. And that's the ability that we have to control our feeling within the relationship. And I think it's something that is so amazing to practice. And that's the key word, is that this is a practice. We aren't going to be perfect at it. I haven't been perfect at it, but the times that I practice it, it's felt so good. And when I've had that really good feeling experience, I've been compelled to do it more, and I've gotten better at doing it, in the sense that I'm doing it more and I'm more efficient with it, and it takes less energy to do it because it's something that I've practiced and it's coming more naturally to me. And that's what practice does, is it just creates more of a body memory that it then takes less energy to do. If you think about the first time you got in a car and drove, it took a lot of energy because you weren't very practiced at driving. But as you drive every day, you become very practiced at energy and or at driving, and it takes less energy to get from point A to point B. And the same is going to be the case when you practice being intentional and giving within your relationship. But I also know that when you have positive experience, your body, your brain is just going to naturally move towards those things, because we like good experiences in our life. And I know that relationships are difficult. I've experienced that, and they're so amazing. They're both things at once. And we can spend this week just really reflecting on all of the things that we have experienced within this relationship, and all the things that are possible within this relationship, and the things that you can control within the relationship. And one of the best feelings that I've ever been able to feel is that feeling of giving and loving, because giving and loving just feels so good. So this year, as we close out 2022 and we move into 2023, let's renew our efforts. Let's double down, and let's do what we can do to give in our relationships. Have an amazing last week of 2022, and I will see you in 2023. This has been the Fighting for Connection podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want more content like this, check out my Connected Couples Campus, which can be found on my website, www.pivotalapproach.com, and become the difference you need in your relationship.